walk in front of me, I may not follow. Walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend. Together we will walk in the name of God. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend. Together we will walk in the name of God. Walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend. Together we will walk in the name of God.
In conceiving our theme, we as a class all wanted a fairly open-ended concept so that we could create something different from confirmation services of years past. Jew Talks, based on the format of TED Talks but with a Jewish spin, allow us to do just that. Through a new format, video, we hope to change the way that those watching us consume the ideas and information introduced today. A well-produced film allows the viewer to not only hear the words being spoken, but to visualize them as well. By filming our speeches, we hope to do just that. As well as this, we hope to push the envelope of what TBS has done in the past so future services are able to have exciting new formats. All of this is made possible thanks to the generous installation of beautiful screens in our sanctuary this year. Please rise.
Lie, 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 lie,
Maranatha, Adonai.
A long time ago, the world was non-existent, blank, dark, and empty. We praise God for creating the world and creatures in it. In 6 days, God formed the earth, sun, animals, plants, the first humans, and more. On the seventh day, God rested, tired from his work, creating the Sabbath. We thank God for using his power to create the wonderful world we live in and all who live in it.
Revelation is powerful. It means more than just learning something new. It is discovering something that alters your worldview. Whether it is as magnificent and transcendent as when Moses received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, or simply learning to see something from somebody else's point of view, Revelation plays an important role in our lives. It enriches us and enables us to grow. It encourages compassion and understanding, love and respect. That is why we must embrace Revelation, whether it has been sought out or thrust upon us, and we thank God and those who have taught us and guided us for the revelations they have given us.
My Israel.
Seated. The Ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, b'chol levavcha u'chol nafshecha u'chol me'odecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha chayom al levavecha, v'shinantan levanecha, v'dibarta b'am, v'shivtecha b'vetecha, u'vlechtecha v'adere, Ushaktaha Ufkumaha Ukshartam the Oat All Yadaha Ahayu Totafot Bain Eneha Uktaltam All Mizuzot Beteha Uvishareha Nimaan Tiskuru Vasitem Et Kol Mitzotai Vitem Kiroshim Lelohehem Ani Arunai Ohehem Asher Hotseti Ethem Meretz Mitzrayim Ani Arnai Elohe.
Life being Jewish was much different from my parents living in the Soviet Union than mine here is in the U.S. There was no going to Shabbat services on Friday. There was no Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah holidays. There was no family gathering and telling of the Passover story at the Seder table. There were no presents on Hanukkah, and there were no bar and bat mitzvahs. There was no religion. My parents were greatly disconnected from Judaism, as no religions were permitted during the time of the Soviet Union. The Communist Party and its leaders were the gods. My parents didn't have a choice. Now in the U.S., this is completely different for me, as I do have a choice of whether I want to practice my religion or not. Our choice was to be connected. It started with my parents having a Jewish wedding, the first in two generations here on the Bima at TBS. and continued with my sisters in my Jewish education, B'nai Mitzvah, and now my confirmation. Now I am sure that Judaism will be part of my life, all made possible by the choice my parents could make once coming to the U.S., the choice to be Jewish.
Mi chamocha ba'alim Adonai, mi kamocha nedar ba'kodesh. 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 Sheru Miriam, Deli Ahanu Viahamu, Donayin Lo, Leo Wangwahed. Michamocha by Lima, Donai, Michamocha Nedor Bakodesh. Michamocha by Lima, Donai, Michamocha Nedor Bakodesh. Nora Tehi Lo, Ose, Ose Fele. Michamocha ba'alim Adonai, michamocha nedar ba'kodesh. Michamocha ba'alim Adonai, michamocha nedar ba'kodesh.
Religion varies in everybody's list of values, how important it is, and how often you include this into your life. Personally, Judaism has been a huge part of my life. I never really knew any different. When I was younger, I used to come to temple and practice Judaism and not really think about what I truly believed in. Once I started learning more and more, as I started preparing for my bat mitzvah, I started pointing out values in Judaism I really did believe in, strongly. So I started looking at my friends and family who practiced other religions. I learned more about my family and how both of my parents were raised with their religions. My father was raised Jewish and my mother was raised Presbyterian. When my mother and father got married, there was obviously conversation about what religion their future children and my oldest sister would be raised. As my mother learned more and more about Judaism, she personally discovered she was Jewish. As my mother went through her conversion process, some of her family was not happy as expected for any situation like this. But did they really know what she was converting into? As my parents raised us throughout the years, my mother's side of the family started learning more and more about our religion. They personally might not have those beliefs, but at least they got to learn about what my family and I believe in. Although I was raised Jewish and believe personally that I am Jewish, I'm always excited to learn about different religions and cultures.
Please rise. Baruch Ata Arnai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Leah, ve'Elohei Rachel, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanara, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Mekonei Hakol, V'Soher Chastei Avot v'Imahot, Umevi gula livne venehem. Ma'an shemo be'ahava. Melech ozer moshia umagain. Aruch ata arnai. Magain Avraham v'ezra tzara.
God of our mothers and fathers, you have always been there for us, providing us with a sense of compassion and comfort. Thank you for always protecting us, blessing us, and for guiding us throughout our lives, just as you have for past generations. You've given us a rich history full of tradition and meaningful stories.
We pray that you will help us as we continue to build upon that history, and we hope that we will be able to leave our own marks on it. Just as you have in generations past,
we hope that you will lead us on our journeys through life and work with us to make our world a better place for generations to come.
Ata gibor le'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol atarav lehoshia, mechalkeo chaim bechesed, mechaye hakol barachamim rabim, somech noflim virofe cholim, umatir asurim, umkayem emunato lishene afar, mi chamocha ba'al givurot, umi demelach, melech meimit umchaye umatzmiach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lehachayot hakol, baruch ata aronai mechaye hakol. We praise God, the Almighty and All-Powerful, the God of Abraham, performing amazing deeds since creation. Whether it be creating the world or freeing the Jewish people or leading them to Israel, God's power is truly great. We thank God for using his awesome power to the benefit of the world and hope to experience more of God's power in the future.
Towards the beginning of confirmation, we had a class about God. We started off by going around and saying if we believed in God or not. My answer at the time was no. There wasn't really a reason why, I just never felt like I had a connection with God. After that class, I started looking for significant things that God could have been a part of. Soon after, I realized I shouldn't have looked that hard. I was simply sitting in the car with one of my best friends, the sun was setting, and the breeze was going through the car. I was simply just happy. It was that day I realized that God isn't always just part of the big things, the life-changing things. God's there all the time trying to make that one moment holy. After that day, I stopped trying so hard to look for significant life-changing moments and started to notice little signs of God in my everyday life.
Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzmaot, Melo Chol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The fullness of the whole earth is filled with God's glory.
Please be seated. Shavuot is the holiday celebrating the receiving of the Torah and its commandments at Mount Sinai. I don't always pay attention to commandments on Shavuot, but I do regularly in my everyday life. God commands us to do things every day, like being holy to ourselves and other people. God expects us to respect our bodies and everybody else's opinions and values. Every day we have choices, and God has some influence over those. It all just depends on which way you choose. Shavuot is a day where you're always expected to choose God, and that's your own choice to make.
Praying is thinking and speaking with God. When we worship God, we are hoping that what we are praying for will become a reality. You have your prayers, and I have mine. When we come to temple, we pray for our individual needs, and we do something more. Together, we join in prayer for the sick, our loved ones, and the world. The power of everyone's prayer, together makes us all feel connected, even though each of us has our own prayer and our own needs. Thank you, God, for giving us a community to pray with in sickness and in health, joy, sad times. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers and listening to us.
Today we are thankful for all God has given us. It is because of you, God, that we can join together today as a Jewish people and pray. We thank you for creating a loving community bonded with one another by faith. Regardless of what is happening in the world around us, we are thankful for a sense of togetherness within our community.
Tikkun Olam, repairing the world, is a value that has been universally accepted by the Jewish religion and people. The biblical origins of Tikkun Olam center around the second commandment, in which God tells the Israelites that they shall make no idols. In modern Hebrew, Tikkun Olam translates literally to repair. However, it doesn't translate to repair when convenient or to repair when I finish. Rather, it translates to repair now. Unfortunately, we, dictated by societal norms, simply cannot repair the world by any means. Does this, however, mean that we don't need to go out of our way to repair the world? I would answer that with a quote from Hillel: "If I am not for myself, who will be for me?
If I am only for myself, what am I? If not now, when? By putting off repairing the world, we take a risk that the world will be in a state of disrepair when convenient or when we finish. At Litakane, our reform movement's program for teens to learn about repairing our world, our entire class participated in a lobbying trip to D.C., attended by hundreds of confirmation classes and teenagers every year. As part of our time at Litakane, I was walking in the district, along with several friends, when we came across a homeless man. He was caught up in a legal battle after having been evicted from his apartment and, unfortunately, simply couldn't afford a place to live. I approached him, asking about his situation. From there, I bought him a coffee. It was an experience that inspired a day of tikkun olam. My friends and I helped about 8 homeless people that day. We prioritized the needs of the homeless, and the outcome couldn't have been any more positive. At the end of the day, I was exhausted but extremely satisfied, knowing that I had given several people food for the short term while also learning about the plight of homeless people in D.C. Despite my best efforts, I barely scratched the surface of the problem of homelessness in our area. According to the Washington Post, there remains a homeless population of over 8,000 people in the district. This is where Tikkun Olam comes in. We, as Jews, must take it upon ourselves to not only assist in fixing homelessness, but put our energy into worthy causes, whatever we deem them to be. If somebody asked me what I took away from that single day, it would be this. One person can make an impact. If that person is in a position to help, there is no excuse not to. If one person can make change on a small scale, an entire group of people can change the norm from when convenient and when I finish to however and whenever and from me to we.
Peace is something that many people desire to achieve. The quest for peace is, ironically, what starts many conflicts in our world. But now we must work together to achieve peace. We must rid the world of war and conflicts, one small step at a time. It starts with apologizing to the neighbor that you upset last week, and it continues with bringing security to your community and other communities far away. We must all take these little steps, and maybe one day we can achieve the final goal, letting peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Ova. What does Judaism mean to me? To me, it means everything. I'm a Jew in all that I do. Every decision I make or don't make all begins with I am a Jew. The pride I have for my cultural heritage and background makes me stand for what is right and just. I don't stay quiet. I defend the underdog, the person or group that doesn't have a voice or doesn't have the power to stand up for themselves or maybe is even too frightened. I show kindness when it is absent. I am patient and understanding when others are quick to judge. I try to educate others on how to be compassionate towards people who are different. I don't laugh or make fun of others just because it seems like everyone else is doing it. I am not a follower. I am strong, resilient, brave, just like other Jews are and have been throughout all the ages. We have to be. I also am a member of a very supportive community. Our community shares the same values. We have similar beliefs and see the world through a Jewish lens. I love Israel and will always defend her right to be safe and secure.
Israel is a nation created for a people who had no nation to call their own. It is a symbol among... No, it's... Oh, shh. I knew that, guys. Don't worry. I was warming her up.
Israel is a nation created for a people who had no nation to call their own. It is a symbol among all other nations for the Jews. Growing up in America, I don't created many wonderful opportunities for me. I can never say that I'm not proud to be an American. The issue is that there is always a place I wanted to be more, Israel. We as a Jewish people say a prayer for Israel because all of us wish that our land could be filled with all the joy and peace that we feel for it. No one wants to read about the strife and misery, nor live in it as we do today. There may never be a time where Israel can live with all as one, but that will never stop the Jewish people from attempting to make it happen, and I hope someday that we will see it happen.
We pray for all to have good health, happiness, time to spend with family and friends. May everyone find peace and freedom in all aspects of their life. We hope everyone finds time to relax and enjoy the things and the people that are important to them. Everyone should value life and enjoy it to its fullest. May you find peace today, always, in this wonderful congregation. The Misha Berach is a prayer that I find very powerful to myself. I always think about Rabbi Perlin at this time of the service because she usually says, please turn to the back inside cover of your prayer book for the Misha Berach. When I sing this prayer during the service, I start to feel a strong connection between myself and God. It is not until the silent prayer when the connection becomes truly felt. While everyone in the congregation is silently praying, I find myself thinking and talking to God about what I can do to help those that are hurt or sick. I never ask God, can you make this person healthy for me? Instead, I ask God, what can I do to help this person become healthy again? When I sing this prayer, I know that I am not alone, but a part of a strong community. By singing all together, we can all help those in need, no matter the race, religion, or gender. I feel truly connected to TBS when I sing the Misha Berach at services. In this congregation, everyone is lucky to have such thoughtful, loving members to sing the Misha Berach with. No matter where I am singing this prayer. I always feel connected to my TBS family.
Leavo Refuah Shleima, the renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say, Amen.
We pray silently.
Say
shalom in the morning.
Say
shalom.
Hallelujah. Israel, the root of Amen. Oh, say shalom.
What is Torah?
I don't know, Kyle.
We all received the Torah at Sinai. We all received the Torah at our consecration. We all received the Torah at our bar and bat mitzvahs. Torah is a part of our Jewish ceremonies and celebrations. The Torah is our holiest book, which describes our Jewish history and identity. The Torah contains all the Jewish values and commandments. The Torah is so important to us that it is in the center of the Bima, and we say our prayers facing the Torah and sit and stand with the Torah in front of us. The Torah is the center of our lives.
Please rise.
Shlosha Devarim. Shlosha Devarim Olam
He
I say anything else, we want to express how proud we are of you and your classmates. Congratulations on completing such a wonderful milestone in your lives and Jewish educations. Ben and I can speak from experience that confirmation is a taxing journey, and it speaks volumes to your commitment to Judaism that you made your religion such a priority during this busy time in your life. As we stand here today, ready to pass the Torah, it is clear that your class understands the importance of the Torah and the values it teaches us. The Torah's values and teachings do not stop at the door of our synagogue. They inform everything you do, everywhere you go.
Confirmation is a time to discover your Judaism and how your religion fits into your life. In TED Talks, people express something they are passionate about, so it is only natural that this class is giving TED Talks on Judaism. In TED Talks' mission statement, they talk about bringing together a community of curious souls to engage with ideas and each other. And that is exactly what confirmation is. As well, TED Talks has a concentration on the power of ideas to change attitudes, lives, and ultimately the world. This is something not only important to TED Talks, but also your confirmation class. So, it is now with great pleasure that on behalf of all the older siblings, we pass the Torah to you and your classmates, a class that is extremely dedicated to Judaism. We hope the Torah continues to provide you with the knowledge and wisdom to live a meaningful Jewish life.
Len Ben, I am very honored to accept this Torah on behalf of my confirmation class. We accept the responsibilities and teachings we have learned throughout this year. We will use all these lessons and experiences to shape our Jewish lives and pass our knowledge on no matter what path we take. You both have been great role models for me and have really helped me identify my Jewish values. So thank you for all your support and for passing this Torah to our confirmation class. I love you.
Ki mitzion tetze Torah, udvar Adonai mirushalayim. 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 Ki mitzion tetze Torah, udvar Adonai mirushalayim.
Baruch Adonai Hamborach Le'olam Va'en.
Baruch Adonai Hamborach Le'olam Va'en. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Ve'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Adonai Notein HaTorah.
Amen.
Vadaber Elohim, Eitz Kol Hadvarim, Ha'ele Lemor, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, Asher Hoteticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mi Beit Avadim.
Lo Yieh Lecha Elohim Acherim, Al Panai, Lo Ta'aseh Lecha Fesel V'chol Temuna Asher Bashamayim, Mima'ol va'asher ba'aretz, mitahat va'asher ba'mayim, mitahat la'aretz, lo tishtachave lahem, v'lo ta'avdim. Ki anohi Adonai Elohecha, el kana, poked avod avot al banim, al shileshim, v'al ribeim, lisonai, v'osed chesed la'alafim, la'ochavai, ul shomrei mitzvotai. Lo tisa et shem arnai elecha. Lashav ki lo yinake arnai et asher yisa et shemo lashav.
Zachor et yom hashvi'i lekadsho sheshet yamim ta'avod ve'asita kol melachtecha vayom hashvi'i shabbat l'adonai elohecha.
Lo ta'aseh chol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'amatecha v'hemdecha v'gircha asher bisherecha. Ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai et hashemayim, ve'et haaretz et hayam, ve'et kol asher bam, vayanach bayom hashvi'i, al kein berach Adonai et yom hashabbat vaykadashehu.
Kaved et avicha ve'et imecha lema'an ya'arichun yamecha al ha'adama asher Adonai elohecha, notein ma.
Lo tirtzach.
Lo tignaf. Lo tignov.
Lo ta'anev reyacha, eid shacher, lo tachmud beit reyacha.
Lo tachamod ashet reyacha. Uvadod uvanto uvushiro uvchamoro uvcho asher lerecha.
Please rise to show honor to the Torah.
Bezot haTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael al pi Adonai beyad Moshe.
This is the Torah Moses placed before the people of Israel to fulfill the word of God.
Torah, 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 Tziva lanu Hashem.
It is a tree of life, you can hold fast to it and go. Happy, it is a tree of life, you can hold fast to it and go. Happy. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Thank you.
when radical lay leader Israel Jacobson introduced confirmation for five boys in his congregation in 1810, I am positive he hadn't a clue how it would evolve, and I know he did not envision confirmation essays on screens. I am sure he must have been fine with the addition of girls to the ceremony in 1822. Rabbi Samuel Eggers of Brunswick, Germany, linked confirmation to the festival of Shavuot in 1831. The first recorded confirmation in the United States was at New York's Anshe Chesed congregation in 1846. Making this year the 171st anniversary of confirmation in America. By 1927, the Reform Movement had officially recommended that confirmation become a movement-wide practice. When I officiated at my first confirmation 35 years ago, I knew that this ceremony was, in many ways, more important in a Jewish young person's development than bar or bat mitzvah. I believe in my heart that this statement of time, commitment, and dedication is key to the Jewish continuity and survival we pray for. So we founded this congregation with the goal of having all of our students continue on after bar and bat mitzvah as lifelong Jewish learners. And I know that these amazing confirmands will all continue on to post-confirmation next year. Teaching is my most important job as a rabbi. Teaching how to make good choices and Jewish choices in this complicated world is a sacred task. We call our confirmation year the year of making Jewish choices. What our young people discover over the course of the year is that there is rarely one right choice, even from a Jewish perspective. I want our young people to have the tools to make the choice that is right for them, knowing clearly what the wrong choices are. And I am not shy about stating clearly what those wrong choices might be. A famous Hasidic story tells of a disciple who goes to his Rebbe, his rabbi, not to hear what the rabbi has to say, but to carefully watch how the rabbi ties his shoelaces. I have always understood this to mean that role modeling is less about the big showy things we do and much more about the small acts of caring and sharing and doing by example. Teaching is less about the lesson plan and more about how the lesson changes lives. I don't often wear shoelaces, but I try to model a life of Torah in and out of the classroom, in my home and in the temple. If I have succeeded in imparting Jewish values, then I am grateful to God for the privilege. If I have taught these young people to think, to question, to challenge, and to own their choices, then I have tied my shoes well. Yesterday in Minyan Makers, we read a passage from Rabbi Morris Adler before we recited the Avot V'Imahot, the prayer dedicated to fathers and mothers. Rabbi Adler taught, "Our prayers are answered not when we are given what we want. Our prayers are answered when we are challenged to be what we can be." This class is growing up in the most entitled society I have seen in my lifetime. It is a society where people make demands and expect to be given what they ask for, even if their demands are unreasonable. Judaism teaches us the difference between a want and a need. This class has truly learned that there are people with real needs in our society, and that they must do more than pay lip service to eradicating those needs. Their mitzvah project was the most involved to date in the 31 years of temple history. They saw the needs of the homeless and hungry in D.C. this year, and they had a choice. They could talk about that experience, or they could do something about the problem. When I asked if I could help, they told me, without even thinking, no, They have truly learned the important Jewish and life lesson: you don't ask others to do things for you when you can do them yourself. So they collected money, and then they took that money, and they went shopping. And then they came to temple on a day when there was no class, and they made bags for the homeless in D.C. These bags have socks and Vaseline, water and food, and more. It is a bag of things that will fulfill a real need in the life of someone on the street. And the class could have given each of you a bag and asked you to fulfill the needs of others for them. But they have learned the lessons of Torah well. So they are going to get together long after this confirmation is over, and they're going to deliver the bags themselves to people on the streets of D.C. Real people with real problems and stories and real need. The class is making 25 bags available to you today because I asked them to let you share in their mitzvah. Now you can help people with real need in Northern Virginia. When you are stopped at a traffic light and there's someone with a sign asking for help and you don't really know what to do, you will have this bag, hopefully, in your car door or somewhere you can easily reach in your car. I say that because I had a bag in my car and it was out of my reach, and now I've put it much closer to my door. You can roll down your window and give the bag filled with sustainable items to the human being who is also God's creation, who stands before you. You can see their need and respond. This joint mitzvah project is a Jewish choice every confirmand can be proud of. There are many ways to help the homeless. This is one of many Jewish choices available to these young people in their lifetime. I pray that this class will listen to Andrew Strasberg this time, what he taught in his talk: move from the me to the we. Always be aware that making sure a need is met is the Jewish goal. And that may not always be the way others might want the need to be fulfilled. You each have to do what is right for you, taking into consideration the needs of the greater community before your own. My gratitude goes to all the parents who partner with me to help these amazing young people live their values and their Judaism in the way that best reflects the lessons of Torah and God and community and family that they confirm today, in a world that too often bullies them into conformity or fails to appreciate their Jewish choices of meeting needs over indulging wants. You put your children first, and I have great respect for that. My gratitude also goes to Rabbi Rappaport and Sharon Kaufman and our amazing teachers for their commitment every day to making real the kind of Jewish education and youth programming we envision for our young people. And I am grateful to our temple leadership, who help guide us all to be the community we need to be, understanding that means navigating us through the multitude of wants and dreams and difficult choices we have as individuals, to help our congregation find the path to being the sustainable, fair, and supportive community we want and strive to be. I thank my wonderful husband, Gary, who has sat beside me at confirmations here at Temple B'nai Shalom for 31 years, and has taught in our YES program for 25 of those years, for his unconditional love and the support of my sacred calling that became our Jewish journey. And I thank my real teachers, the people who have taught me how to tie my shoes in new ways with new style, this confirmation class of 2017. These young people who talk and act with insight, caring, commitment, and faith. I am so proud of you and so heartened that you are our Jewish future. I love you all.
Around 2 months ago, I was tasked with making what would become the hardest, most time-consuming art piece I ever created. The assignment was to create a Frida Kahlo piece, including at least 5 symbols from one's life. It seemed easy enough, but when it came to actually putting pencil to paper, I couldn't think of anything important enough in my life to draw. After about a month and more failed attempts than I cared to admit, I still didn't even have a work in progress. No art medium called to me, and certainly no true idea called to me. Finally, I thought, enough is enough. Today is the day I start this art project that my entire class has already finished. The one thing that inched towards the front of my mind, like a soft whisper, was Judaism. You see, I'm what can be called a superstitious Jew. I believe in red string and evil eyes and Hamzas and mismatched socks, bringing me good luck. Already with some of those items in mind, I had symbols galore, and I created a rough sketch, making more progress in one day than I had in a month. I started with 2 eyes, one green, one blue. When combined, they made my eyes, green-blue. Pretty straightforward. For the blue eye, I gave pale skin, and the green eye, dark. In the center, where a nose should be, I put a Hamza with an evil eye in the middle. There's an old saying that says a nose points to where you should go, and I've always viewed Hamzas and evil eyes to be Jewish dream catchers leading my way. They take away the evil in my life, leaving a path open to nothing but good. On the forehead, I put a chai, the Hebrew word for life. I've always believed that without knowledge, there is no life. My thirst for information in all ways is what keeps me going. I love to learn, and I don't know what I would do without the knowledge that I've acquired. Around the frame, I painstakingly wrote out the Torah portion from my bat mitzvah and some continuation to fill the space. That day will forever remain with me, maybe not in memory, as that's already failing, but surely in spirit, because I'd never felt so connected to God as I did on that day. It was one of the most spiritual moments in my life, as well as mostly stress-free, because I had worked so hard for it. Surrounding the chai, I glued seashells and a fir branch from a tree in my neighborhood. I was born on Tu B'Shvat, the holiday for trees and a celebration of nature. Even my Hebrew name Ilana means tree. My parents were really creative. I love my neighborhood where the birds chirp constantly, and I'm just close enough to get to my temple on time, or mostly on time. Finally filling all the blank space on my paper, I place henna designs weaving around. I'm an Ashkenazi Jew who practices some Sephardic ways. The reason I'm explaining all this is that I never really thought about Judaism mixing with my art, two things that I love and cherish more than anything in the world besides my family. Now knowing all the things I can draw, incorporating my Judaism opens up a whole new spectrum of art pieces. My Judaism has always been a symbolic thing for me, almost a separate identity. There's Leah, the American Jew Morgan Eichan, and then there's Leah, the Jewish American Ilana Eichan. Both are the same, and yet they're not. My whole life has been this almost enigma surrounding the workings of my identity. I spent my life chanting prayers in Hebrew, paying homage to Israel and the Jewish people in temple, and then returning to my American lifestyle with my Christian friends. My Christian friends never truly understood my life as a Jew, with its rules and semi-conservative lifestyle. I grew up torn between Leah and Leah. In the 8th grade, I made a choice. I would go by Leah and start identifying in as a Jew more. My friends still didn't really get my Jewish life, of course, and they were mostly annoyed that they had to learn a new name for me. Some of them even refused to call me Leah and continued with Leah. I was definitely lucky with my parents. It took my mom a little while, but she got it and hasn't called me Leah since. When I started high school, I began discovering the Muslim community. For once in my life, people at my school finally understood silly Hebrew or Arabic words, loving a country other than America that some of us had never been to, and conservative dress, rules, and just the all-around essence of going to a temple or mosque. That is my reasoning for the half-and-half face. It may not make sense to some of you, but it makes sense to me. My life is still split depending on who I'm around, and I don't think my dad's side will ever call me Leah, nor will Leah ever not be a little Leah. I will always be a Jew, and I will always be an American Jew and a Jewish American.
Thank you. We are all drawn to Judaism for our own reasons. Something about it just sticks out to us. Throughout confirmation, I have wondered what has drawn me to Judaism. For a while, I could think of many things I valued about my religion, but I knew those things weren't what I felt the key aspect of Judaism was for me. It finally clicked for me one day as we all sat together during confirmation class. My irreplaceable part of Judaism was community and family. Having discovered the values most important to me, I began to wonder where they came from. The Torah has always seemed to focus on family. Abraham is not promised to be the founder of a religion. Rather, he is promised that his descendants will be numerous and prosperous. Many other stories in the Torah convey the importance of family as well. We also see an emphasis on community in the Torah. Throughout Exodus, we are referred to as a people and not a religion. Even the reception of the Ten Commandments is a shared experience among the Israelites. This translates to our temple today. The temple itself is a symbol of community. It is a place for us all to come together to pray, to learn, and to help others. We love and support each other. We spend our time at temple with friends and family. There are classes, trips, and dinners where we spend our time with our friends from temple. But confirmation has gone beyond all that. Confirmation is a point where friends become almost like family. You learn that you can truly trust and confide in your friends, as well as become comfortable discussing just about anything with them. It's been an experience I wouldn't trade for anything, just as my temple community is something I wouldn't trade for anything.
Thank you. Being 16, I've had the opportunity to experience several years of public school, enough to realize that there are a few problems in the system. While budget, teacher wages, and class sizes are a few of many issues, I'm not talking about those problems. The problem I'm here today to talk about is the subject of Judaism in schools, or more, the lack of a subject of Judaism in schools. Around wintertime, during my freshman year in high school, we got to the subject of Judaism in my pre-AP history class. We had been discussing other religions prior to this, and I was ecstatic to finally discuss Judaism, me being one of the only Jewish people in my grade. I was disappointed to find that not only was there limited discussion on Judaism, but a surprising few facts were incorrect, such as the holidays or even blatant ones, like what our name for God is. I corrected those misconceptions, but I feel bad for the classes that did not have someone like me to fully explain Judaism to them. This year, I had the opportunity to finally meet another Jewish person in my grade. Unlike me, she stopped going to temple when she was very young and never got a full Jewish education, meaning that almost all her information on Judaism came from her parents or public school. I asked her a few questions about Judaism, but I was disappointed to find that she didn't know that much about her own religion. So the problem is that schools don't teach enough about Judaism. But why hasn't this problem already been solved? While the teaching of Judaism and other religions in most schools is at the discretion of the rules of the school or county, there are people who believe that school is not the place to teach about religion. Unfortunately, a lack of knowledge can only lead to misconceptions, and misconceptions can lead to violence, hate, and misunderstanding. I believe that not only would a greater education in Judaism lead to a greater base of knowledge about Judaism and its history, but it would solve future conflicts of misunderstanding between religions. That is why Judaism should be taught in schools.
Judaism to me is like a painting on the wall, something to look at, not to touch. If I reach and my finger brushes against the canvas, I'm thrust into a whirlwind of colors I've never seen, of designs I don't understand. Judaism to me is confusing and rich and deep, in a culture I only touch the brink of, in a language I only touch the brink of, in a people I only touch the brink of. Judaism to me is the flickering of Shabbos candles, the singing of a hopeful HaTikvah, is the feeling of a strong community. Judaism to me is a land of shoulders held high, of heads held high, of hands held high. Judaism to me is my identity, the completion of my persona, the elastic that pulls me back when I stray. Judaism to me is a dictionary filled with words I could learn yet still don't know, definitions upon definitions of delightfully delicate and defiant words. Judaism to me is a world an ocean away yet just an inch from my heart, people an hour away yet I see more than most. Judaism to me is a box of crayons, some colors similar but not the same. Judaism to me is a stanza of a poem. Alone it can be confusing and small, but put together with the rest, it becomes a blooming flower, ready for the world, joined together in a bunch, strong against the wind. Judaism to me is the strum of the guitar, the sweep of a bow against a violin, harmonious, light, gentle, the clang of the gong, the beating of the drum, determined, strong, powerful. Judaism to me is art of all forms. I may never push past the brink, but my appreciation will remain forever.
Some say that people are not considered to be Jewish if they do not practice all the same Jewish customs. In my mind, I do not believe that this is true, and I do not think that others should make such judgments. It does not matter if you are Reform, Conservative, or Orthodox. No matter what branch of Judaism people practice, we all follow the same rules from the Torah. I believe that if each individual Jew does not accept all the branches of Judaism, then our religion could be in jeopardy. It is very hard now to get Jews to become more involved and active in synagogues. Many of the more religious Orthodox Jews are not accepting of those Jews who are not as religious as they are. For example, in a Reform temple such as this, there are women rabbis, use of technology on Shabbat, and members have a choice of keeping kosher or not. These are not choices in the Orthodox branch of our religion, but they should not make Reform Jews feel any less Jewish. I like the liberties today and believe that they should exist, especially since it is 2017. I do not believe that having these practices makes me any less Jewish. We all share the same Jewish values and the Ten Commandments. No matter what branch of Judaism people are, we all came from the Garden of Eden. Our ancestors had escaped from more than once from the land of Egypt and from the Nazis. Throughout these events in Jewish history, there were always people who practiced the ancient traditions, while others challenged these traditions by turning to a less traditional Jewish lifestyle. Although I would not like to practice many of the Orthodox traditions, I believe that it is essential for those people to be religious Orthodox Jews. I believe this because everyone would become Reformed and stop practicing Judaism. Then it is possible that Judaism could become extinct. As a Jewish community, I believe we should all strive to sustain and gain the number of practicing Jews in this world.
I would like to dedicate this song to my wonderful wife, Amanda, over there. She's the one laughing. Family's waving in the back, too. Yeah. So.
And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. And saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that. Then may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels. And not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my way.
Grace, Christian, Rachel, Methodist, Caitlin, Buddhist, Priya, Muslim. All of these people are my friends. What do they have in common? They aren't Jewish. Do I need only Jewish friends to fulfill a Jewish life? No. In today's society, people believe it is only acceptable to be in communities of like people. This leads many people to live their lives in their own bubble. How great if I had a giant pin to go around and pop those bubbles. I get so much from having friends with different religious and cultural backgrounds. What have I learned from Grace? Family spirit. They aren't a traditional Christian family. They don't go to church every Sunday, but they hold some of the strongest family bonds based on Christian traditions. I love being invited to their annual Christmas tree decorating. It's not the putting of the ornaments, candy canes, and angels, but the laughter, jokes, family stories, and smiles that make me feel like I grew up with them all. What have I learned from Rachel? Acceptance. I enjoy having dinner with her family as her dad is a professional cook. Everything is always delicious, but before we get to eat, I have to hold hands with all of the family members and listen to a long prayer thanking God for food. Although not unlike the motzi, their prayer comes from a different set of beliefs and contains words that are not comfortable to me. However, I respect their family's tradition and how meaningful it is to them and their faith. What have I learned from Caitlin? Peace of mind. Buddhism incorporates a variety of rituals and practices which are intended to bring enlightenment. Caitlin's family achieves this through meditation. With her family, everything feels very relaxed. Even when something goes wrong with Caitlin or her siblings, the family doesn't react harshly, but instead practices calm talk and resolution. The tranquil atmosphere reminds me to stop and think before reacting to situations. What have I learned from Priya? Strength. On one of the hottest days of the school year, we were playing tennis. As everybody was getting tired and thirsty, we were all allowed to go inside and drink some water from the water fountain to cool off. But Priya just had to sit outside and suffer because it was Ramadan. This holiday requires those who are able to not drink or eat from sun up to sundown. Priya takes this time of spiritual reflection seriously. Her religious strength is to be admired. What have I learned from Judaism? Faith. I have faith that everyone has a purpose on this earth and can use that purpose for good. God put us all here for a reason, whether it be we are meant to help people, support people, or make the world a better place. Whatever it may be, we all need to learn to fulfill these duties with respect for one another. It's frustrating when I'm at school and everyone knows all about the Christian holidays and I need to spend a long time explaining Jewish holidays and traditions. I feel like everyone should be educated on the religion and everyone should be able to live freely and openly. But I've come to accept that this isn't always the case. I'm fortunate, however, that my friends do share the same belief system as me. And the fact that we're all so different yet still get along so well is great. We are all human. We all need to accept each other for what we are and what we believe. No matter our religion, I respect my friends' beliefs and they respect mine. When I see what's going on around the world, I wish others could be like Grace, Rachel, Caitlin, Priya, and me.
Being Jewish means a lot to me. I like the traditions, family gatherings, and like this temple community. I like the people who I've been with since first grade, who I've bonded with in my confirmation class. I don't feel that we really got to know each other until this year. The discussions we've had helped all of us open up and share things that none of us knew about each other, knowing that we could all trust each other. Confirmation has given me a big perspective on how I will be Jewish for the rest of my life and has given me a big path to make Jewish choices in the future. I think people know a lot about me. I'm always friendly. I care about making people happy. I value giving tzedakah and donating money to charity. I care about all the commandments in the Torah, and I come to temple a lot. I spend my time doing homework, but what I really enjoy is running. Running relieves my stress. If I am stressed about something, going for a run helps get my mind off homework or family or any other problems I have going on. I've run 4 half marathons and plan to run more. I'm a big runner, And at the end of a race, I run through the finish line knowing that I gave everything I've got. The same is true with my Judaism. I've learned a lot of life lessons from going through religious school. It wasn't always easy. I didn't like waking up on Sundays, but I never gave up. I put everything into it. Having a bar mitzvah really set a milestone in my life that I will never forget. And my bar mitzvah taught me that I could read Torah better than I had ever imagined when I was in fifth grade, just imagining my bar mitzvah 2 years away. Confirmation is like the end of the run. You've gotten all your training in, just like you do on a run. I have run the Jewish race, and today is the finish line. But I don't stop running, and I won't stop being Jewish.
Parents and confirmands are asked to stand. Page 37. Parents of the confirmands, what is your prayer for your children? An honor it is to be here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, parents. We would like to take this opportunity to repeat the message of gratitude. Most of all,
we as a class owe a huge thank you to you, our parents, for the support and guidance with which you have provided us and for the many times you have supported us during our studies and during our lives. None of this would happen if not for the weekly rise of class, reminders of our prayers, and most of all, the delicious tradition of food to keep us going. As a class, we gratefully accept your prayers and pride and give you our prayers for our gratitude. We pray
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehechayanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, for keeping us alive, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this day of joy. Amen. Will the congregation please rise? Alleinu l'shabeach lado hakol la'tekdu am yotzer reishi shelo asanu kigoye haratzot velo samanu kemishpachot ha'adama shelo samchokenu krahem ve'gor aleinu kechol ha'mana. Vanachnu korim, umishtachavim umodim, lifne melech, malche hamlachim, hakadosh baruch hu, bayom hahu, bayom hahu, ya Adonai echad, ushemo, ushemo.
Please be seated. The Alleinu is the prayer of redemption. Don't we all have something for which we need to be redeemed? Each time we pray, we are reminded to take a step back and think of how our actions affect others. If everyone in the world acted with that question in mind, it would be a better place. Let us all live up to the responsibilities that God has entrusted within us to make our world better than when we found it.
Kaddish is a prayer recited by mourners after the death of a loved one. Here at Temple B'nai Shalom, the prayer is recited by the whole community. It gives a shoulder to lean on for those still feeling their loss. When recited, you can feel the pressure released in the room as a congregation of voices join together as one. The prayer exalts God for giving us life, a life we can use to spread goodness throughout our homes, our communities, and the whole world. I have not experienced a death recent enough to remember, but I know that God forbid when I do, I will have this prayer and this community to carry me through it. Please rise. Yit gadol v'yit kadosh shmei rabah, b'yama divarach hirute v'yam lich machute, b'chayechon v'yamechon uv'chaye t'chol beit Yisrael, bar galah v'zman kariv imru amen, yehe shmei rabah mivarach l'olam v'meyamai, yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit bar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh, Vit hadar, vit alev, vit halal, shemeit kudusha, berichu. Leila min kol birchata, vitirata. Tushpachata, v'nechemata. Da miran, bilma, vimru, amen. Yehe shlama rabba, min shemaya. V'chayim, malinu, v'alko Yisrael, vimru, amen. Ose shalom, bimramav. Hu yase shalom, alinu, v'alko Yisrael.
Amen. Vimru, 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 amen. Vimru, 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 amen.
Please be seated.
Jew Talks. I typed Jew Talks into the internet. It wasn't very helpful. In fact, some of the sites listed were quite disappointing. So next I typed in information about TED Talks. Now don't get me wrong, I love TED Talks, but I wanted to capture the essence of TED Talks to better inform me about how to speak this morning about Jew Talks. TED Talks describes themselves as a nonprofit devoted to spreading ideas usually in form of short, powerful talks. Okay. But I like the following description I found online. Riveting talks by remarkable people. That seems to fit closely with our group of remarkable confirmands this morning. As Americans are ever focused on social media posts, Snapchat videos, and tagging their friends in their photos, how many young adults across the nation would be as prepared as this class is to provide an in-depth and thoughtful discussion on important issues and values. Of course, this preparation didn't happen overnight. In fact, it has been a lifetime of placing values and religious studies here at TBS as a top priority. It also has to do with remarkable rabbis who have placed a priority on engaging our youth from cradle to confirmation and beyond, who have help foster a minhag at TBS that views confirmation and post-confirmation as importantly as preparing for bar and bat mitzvahs, that the best way to ensure strong Jewish values and practices for a lifetime require a lifetime commitment. On behalf of the 2017 confirmation class and their families, thank you, Rabbi Perlin and Rabbi Rappaport, for your commitment to education and values and for the excellent example you provided for these young adults, including tying your shoes, for everything you've done to prepare our confirmants for this day, and were they so prepared. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Each of these confirmants will take that level of excellence forward into the rest of their lives. Thank you, Sharon Kaufman. Where's Sharon? That's here. Okay, thank you. Extend thank yous to Sharon Kaufman for everything she's done to help lead our youth with such enriched programming for them. Thank you to our religious school and Hebrew school teachers who have selflessly been with our confirmants each step of the way. And thank you to the parents of these confirmants who have provided such important support and encouragement to allow this day to happen for our children. It is not an easy path for our children of so many choices and demands placed on the, in front of them, but it helps. But it seems clear today it is the best path, the path that has provided values, meaning, and direction for our children. On behalf of the officers and the board of Temple B'nai Shalom and your entire TBS family, I'd like to present each confirmand with a certificate and gift from TBS, which you will receive. Mazel tov on this accomplishment and this special day. We look forward to sharing your post-confirmation graduation with you in 2 years from now. So I come back to my first two words this morning. Jew talks. Describing it is easy. Riveting talks by remarkable people. Wishing you a very relaxing rest of your long weekend. Thank you.
Please rise. We feel so blessed this morning as we see our young people continue to grow and mature into proud Jewish adults. We have great hope this morning that they will take the Torah within their hearts out into a world in need of their talents and their gifts and their compassionate hearts. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May our words and actions on this sacred day help ensure a future that is bright for us, for our children, and for people everywhere. Chag Sameach and Mazel Tov.
Israel.